Hi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Frelchon Chanukah Rebbe. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. You're home already, or are you still in the office?
I'm not. I got stuck at work. I went to visit my grandfather. And anyway, it's too loud at work at home. So it's better at work. The office is empty, and yeah.
Okay, I feel bad. Okay.
No, Baruch Hashem. Let's see. You know, my kids are Baruch Hashem very lively. So.
Good. You know how it is. Someone else's kids are para adams, your kids are lively. That's the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So the Goyen is going through over here all the different parallels of force. He has four psukim here, and he's going to match up a lot of things with these four things, like I explained before. That anything, and once he finds the Nekudas Chalukah, then all these things are parallel and they fit somehow. Okay. Hine, Arba Psukim ha Arishayim in Klal Kol Sefer Kulay, Ushoshiv Akdemasai, Beim Kineged Arba Yisaydes Haylam. So now he's going to make these four Psukim Kineged Dedal Yisaydes. Ruach, Ma'esh, Mayim, Ma'imesh. Those are the four Yesodis. Even though we have a little bit of a different perspective on what are the elements, but the truth is it's not a stira. These four categories are the four different states of matter. And therefore, that still exists. Solid, liquid, gas, and energy are the four states of matter. And there's a lot to it. There's a lot choshev in that. So, kopanim, things will be parallel kineged that as well. Ha'echot, kineged aretz. So the first part, yishir ha'shirim is kineged aretz. Shehi mishereres tamid. The earth is always giving shira. K'maisha kosov miknaf ha'aretz zmir shemanu. That zmiris came from knaf ha'aretz. So that's a raya that the earth is saying zmiris. Secondly, l'mayin zamercha chavad v'layidoyim. Now, what exactly he found in this pasuk is very hard to understand. Because what does it say? It says, yes, there's an inyan of Shira, but what's the mind of Chavad Lo Yidoyim? And Elokim Al Domilach. So all of the in that pasuk also, Elokim Al Domilach, where does it say anything about the Aretz? He brings over here a Zoya for the second one, but I'll call upon him. I think the pshat's like this. This is the in terms when you were going from ruchni, from ruach to chaymer. Obviously, earth is the lowest form. The earth would represent over here a sort of bechina of a makabel of malchus. In other words, all the other ones. Air, water, and fire are capable of some movement, and they vary in how high up they go, how less physical they are. Earth is down here. Earth is the choladeus, something else. Earth is something which is down here, physical and so on. That represents Malchus. It represents the path that is kol kule mekabel. You have many mishalim in the Gemaras that when it rains, it's like it's sort of like a maisa bailus, like a maisa bila of zachat nekeva. It's sort of a revere of it of the ground. So zmiris comes specifically from that. In other words, the three next ones have much more common denominator, some sort of chukka, some sort of movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The earth can't move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the most it can do is be Mahal Meshabeach. We can give a very, like, a sort of a oversimplified mashal, but still good. When you have Lamashal, when a person sees a person who's a simple person, Lahedya, and he runs into an Adam Gadol, all he can do is sort of stand from afar and be Mahal Meshabeach. He has no pretense of becoming buddy-buddy. He's not going to try to become mischaba to him. Masha Ein Kain, if he's a shtigel tamakal himself, he has a pretense of being mischaba to an Adam Gadol. So the earth has no pretense of being mischaba to Kadosh Baruch Hu. All it does is it's mizamer. It's makir in Kadosh Baruch Hu. One. And that's why I think the word lemanzecha chavod is a term that's seen always as meaning b'chinas malchus, the b'chinas shechina, malchus, whatever it is, the low part, the part that's most distant. Next.
In what sense is there a shira, that it's stationary? Is that the shira, or is that it's...
Shira, that's like a shira, the simplest point. The shira is a hisroim, as opposed to a shevach, lemashal. Let's be marked that where a shira differs from a shevach. If I'm mishabeach somebody who is a chashva person, I may or may not be moved by this person's. I can say that this person is the world's most renowned pianist. I can say it sincerely. But it doesn't really move me much. I don't care much about piano. Music's not so important to me. Mashenke, and if I say, well, this person is what something that I'm very thrilled with. Let's say art is my thing, and his paintings are azeins and azolchas. So I will in that shevach, there's going to be some sort of pneumistic excitement about the person. So therefore, when the ground gives shira, it's a type of shevach that includes its own simcha with it is included. Yishakeni kineged ha'esh shekol toikef ha'ava mimeno meishak amur shaferish ve'esh al haviska my ramlich b'las ha'ava norzeish defua. So fire represents passion, which Ava, the passion of Ava. Ava is a meshicha, where the person is nimshach towards the other. It means it's not just that I'm standing apart, and I know I'm standing apart, but I'm drawn to that person. And b'meila, that's k'neged ha'esh. The Eish has always seen, the Bala Tanya speaks about it, that Eish has a tendency of going up, and he says the reason is, and I think it's a Zohar, that because the Yisoda Eish is Lamaila in the Areach, so the Eish always goes towards that. So it's the desire of something to be mizdabik to its Sheirish. That's the way he describes it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva that everything wants to be Nischav to Cherish. So there's a natural Ava to one's Artzicha, Maladcha, Beisavicha. There's a natural Meshicha, you have Balechayim that go back to where they were when they were children. There's some sort of a person wants Zoyt Chutre, Bavira, Ikrakoi. There's a Meshicha of a person wanting to go back to Cherish. That's where the Rishafer Rishfa'esh goes into it. So the Hakara of this is the first level of Hakara where a person is misroivim towards that. The person is moved towards that. Next Shlav. So Lereach, Neger HaRuach, She'imo Meireach, Beruach Chaim Ba'apov. So the reach shmoneches get pchinas ruach. The pchinas ruach is a daga higher still, and we're talking, which interesting. Not the normal seder of from coarse to refine is Ofer, Mayim, Avir, and Eish. He's going to, I mean, obviously to write a psukim, he's managing it differently. So Reach, Ruach, Ima, so then I assume that the Eish is keneged, the Eish is keneged Nefesh, the Reach is keneged the Ruach, Ima Miriach, the Ruach Chaim Apov. So that's more of a Ruchnius. Mashcheni b'mayim, nimshach achrecha k'mayim, meshekosu v'norei lecha v'chulu. Now, so mayim, it's interesting. Mayim is usually listed as the second one, as b'chines mishicha taiva. Here he finds another deher in mayim, and in terms of how, in terms of how it's, how it makes its way to the other, mayim is a form more advanced. So lamashal, I guess let's sort of use this, let's say very physical graphic mashal. So the earth just stands and sits and does nothing. Aretz lo memedes. Fire looks to be misraimin. So the fire is on a candle and it's looking to go up. The avir is up, and mayim has a tchuna that once water starts flowing, it's nimshach. It keeps flowing. There's something about, and this is what we perceive when we see water running, our perception is that something, some dynamic opened up the water itself, that the water mitzar atzmo is going weiter. So the b'chinas mayim that it goes by itself means it's something has been set in motion which will keep going. So Marshall, the difference between fire and water would be fire, air and water. Actually, we could do all three tzushdals. A fire would be, imagine even when you say about somebody, you see a bach in yeshiva and you say, wow, he's on fire. He's what you mean to say is it's a his iris, a sort of unusual his iris. You also feel it may not last because the person is, it's his iris. Many times it catches and the fire dies out, like when you're lighting logs. The second darga is somebody who's dehaibin, he's avir, he's somebody who's an Adam Ruchni, and Mayim, the Meshich of Mayim means that the person keeps steiging. It's not just that the person is a Ruchni state person, the person is drawn. It's like water, once it starts coursing down a river or whatever is a natural path for the water to go, it keeps going. It doesn't stop. So the coursing of the water, It is a tchuna where the water itself has become not just, it's not that it's more uplifted, but that its movement is towards one higher. In air, we don't perceive movement, and fire we perceive a flickering, but not an ice sphere. Water, if once I start the water going, the water keeps coursing. Is a tier of Avraham Avinu as somebody who is homed in on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he keeps going there. So there, yes.
I understand what how Rabbi is explaining. The Shikini is the, you know, is the passion, right? An Ashika is the passion, and it's a yearning upwards, and that's the nature of fire. Fire and Mashchenu and Mayim, the consistency, which is a progression, which is a steadiness that follows. Once it started, it's, you know, a certain consistency, so to speak, that it follows. So 2 points. First of all, does it necessarily have to be a progression? Because like Rabbi was saying, usually the order of things is Afar, I guess, then Mayim, Ruach, and Eish. I'm not sure if Ruach and Mayim, if I got correctly. Does it have to be a progression? Or maybe it's Keneged without, you know, moving upward in Darga, and it's as is.
You know what? It would have to be, it would be strange. If you're trying to find a reference in the Psukim, it would be strange to think that the Psukim are just at random. So Melech, if it was kind of Mizrach Ma'ariv Tzav and Darim, where there is no clear start. So, okay, it is random. But when I'm trying to explain something that's different, Dargis, unless those four Yesodis, I mean, I guess if the four Yesodis were to be parallel, then you could say, yes, you know, you're starting in one place and you keep going to others. I would like to think that it's some sort of progression, because that's where the Pasukim were. So, but I can't swear by it. It's possible. The next one, it's hard to see that there's progression. So maybe I don't know.
I guess the Amim Tovim and the stages that we
have. Certainly have a sort of a right. It's certainly a Klai Sonumus. I don't know. I can't swear. And I would like to think so. It's just, you know, when somebody talks to you and tells you things in a random order, it's less than the very chachma. You know, the rambling and random are very, very similar. So when somebody comes and tells you all sorts of things that have really no kesha, so I would like to see it as that, but I can't swear that.
Right. Okay. And also, just to maybe zone in a little more precisely, I wasn't sure how the afar connected as much to the shira, which I mean, I guess it's the shira shirim, the first pasuk, right, where the afar. I understand how shira and shevach are different, but why afar specifically? Is it its stationary sense? Is it its disconnect that blight creates a sort of shira that's emanating from it?
Correct. It never gets. It's standing. It says the Moshe Yalucha Zar V'loy Picha. Shevach has to come from the outsider. So in this world, whatever is considered the b'china of the outsider, that is the one that's saying Shira. That's called, that chelik debris is called Kavod. And anything that has to do with that type of inyan is called, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. It means, that's where the kiyum of the alucha zar v'lo picha. It's the outsider being mekabel something and responding to that. So my response as an outsider is to be meshabeach you. As an insider, it's to be nimshach. And somehow I start making some motion to come closer. But the one that will always remain the outsider, the b'china and the person malchus, the highest it can get to is shira.
So how does afar? So where do we find that in afar? I understand the shira.
Something which is totally chaymer. It's something that is always seen as the makabel. In other words, any hashpo min hashemayim, which rain like is the most common one, is always mashpia by falling on the ground and the ground absorbing it. So the ground sort of, like it says in the Yedid Nefesh, it says Toir Eretz Michvodecha. The ground will reflect your glory. It's always the other reflecting back. So Eretz is always, in as much as it's Chaymer, it is the other that is acting to bounce back Kvod Shemayim.
Okay. And for Reyach, so Reyach Shemenecha Tovim was the pasuk. So it's
was that Ruach? Yes.
Right. So how does is that because it's through the sense of smell that it's coarse?
No, I don't know. He does in the next pasuk. He goes with the chushim. Over here, he's just saying that ruach. Reach exists within the plane of ruach. In other words, it says vayipach ba'apov. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our chush hareach in the nose dafka, whereas the ruach of the adam, that's something which is, you know, it tells me that they're kosher one to the other. It's a more ruchniistic mitzias. Lamashal. Reach, you make a bruch on Reach, but it's not so pashut. The Gemara has a shaka b'tarya on it. The Gemara needed to learn from a pasuk kol neshama talako, even something which the neshama is nana from. So it goes into the getter of nana. It's an intake of sorts, but it's a much more ruchnistic intake. So that's a darg of a person at a more ruchnistic darg, let's call it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now he's going to go v'chein keneged arba chushim. I mean, he's going to go through a lot of arbas over here, but tachlis, the goyin doesn't just throw these things out. Ki'ilu, could it be keneged arba banim in the Haggadah? You know, if somebody's looking for arba, there's a sefer called Maisei HaTorah. It has all, I have it here somewhere. It has, I think it has some shaykhs with the goyin. I'm not sure. I don't remember offhand, but it's called Maisei HaTorah. It has all the numbers where they're mentioned in the Torah. It's all threes, all fives, all tens, all this. And just to toss out fours, each and every one of them has, I mean, this is where the goyin comes in as a goyin. So we assume that the goyin wasn't just racking his brain for all things that are four in the Torah. Arba Imois, Dalet Avos Nezikin, there's no end to it. The goyin picked out the things that really were keneged. So, the neged arba chushim, shir keneged dibur. So dibur is considered a chush, the Chazal spoke that as a chush. Yishar keneged keneged shmiya. Kihirvani. Okay. So those are the four chushim. Well, let's go back a little bit. Shir is connected to Dibur. Dibur is considered the chush that is the most Adam as the outsider. It's a very, very nichbedik chush. But the chshivas of Adam as a meshabech Kadosh Baruch Hu, as being Mahalak as well as Makan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Cheshivas is Nevea from the fact that he's an outsider or an other, like we said before. If it be Yaluch Yichon, there'd be no Cheshivas in that. If I put on a tape recorder and say, I'm great, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful, it's not really, really a big Maila for me. So Shevach, Koyach HaDibur, in terms of being makir ma yishalom and mishabeachim, that's Adam. Yishakene keneged shmiya v'ol matan teira sheshomod v'Hashem nafshes v'davik v'shgalel. So the koyach hadibur is in as much as when I'm talking, I am speaking, and if you're listening, you mischaber to me. So in as much as Adam is a speaker, he's an outsider, he's the other. In as much as he's a listener, he's beginning to be mischaba to the person. And as opposed to Reach and Re'iyah, the Koyach of Shmiya is in a sense a much more pneumistic Koyach. When I'm mischaba to somebody because I hear what he says, I'm mischaba to the Dvarim that he said, then I'm mischaba to the Teichna of the person. When I like the person is good looking, or he smells good, that's a very chitzaynistic chibur. When it's the person's dibur that I'm nimshach to, that makes it that's a chinas neshika. Like we said before, neshika is the chibur pnimi. The zibur with the varm chitzaynim is a chitzaynist, the Koyach Neshika is a Koyach for Mischaber Epnim, like for Saim Yishak. The Reach, that's connected to Chush Reach, which is Lechura a less of a Chibur. In other words, Shmia was something which the person was very mischaber. I think the answer to that is that Shmia in this sense means understanding. It's like when you hear something, when you understood something. The purpose of Shmia is to understand your dvar. The darga at which we understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu and we hear what he's saying is a certain darga. Reach is the darga beyond that. It's the chiluk of Torah that's leading somewhere ahead of them, beyond that. So the shmia of the dvarim chotze bedabroi is one. The reach is the next darga, and it's only reach because you can't. It's the type of chelik of Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim that I don't have yet a klar de hair. It's like when you're learning a sugya, there are certain things you can say out in words, and those are the things you're klarin. And a certain thing we have to the hair, but don't quite have it. Mashcheni v'ri'ia she'im nimsha. So mashcheni is already a stronger darga to be nimsha to something. So let's understand the order. There are the things that I get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the chelik that I can hear what he says, so I know what he says. And that's a p'china of Shmia and Dibur, and that's fantastic. Then there's a p'china of Reach, where I dehear the beyond, but it's just a sense that there must be. It's like sometimes you feel that you haven't gotten to the depth of the sugi yet, and there must be something else. And finally, Re'iyah is a p'china where you see where that beyond is going to. So it's a darga where you sort of have a better sense of where the svar is supposed to be, let's say, where the understanding is supposed to be. She'im onim she'odim she'alev ozlo basreik, mashkoz v'sorach v'afnach enechem, t'no b'ni lipcho li v'einecho t'arkena t'tzureno, asevi enayich minegdi, she'im here v'uni. Those are the elements of a person's chush. And the chushim is something that should be very, very shaykh to this inyan, because we're talking about being tayfus, interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By nature, that interaction will be, that's what the chushim are. Chushim are the kelim of interaction of a person. And whatever the main kelim are, it's mistama that there's a parallel to that klapishmai. That's posh.
Rabbi, so it seems that all four of these are in order except for Lareach, based on how Rabbi's explaining. Would it be possible to say that instead of saying that, like Rabbi explained, that Reach is a sense of the sugya where I don't really grasp it, but I sense there's something, it could be more of a sense, like a sense of a relationship between two people where I don't have to, like if I'm sitting in a room with my wife, we could be sitting there quietly, and I can tell that she's angry at me. I don't have to say anything to her. I don't have to say anything. She doesn't have to say anything to me. There's no dibur. There's no shmia. And there's a sense of, I know this person so well that I know exactly how they feel with no. Could that be, maybe it's something possible in the progression where...
It's possible. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. It's he's not more friend than this. It's possible. I don't know. I would like it to be, like I said before, my agosha is it should be in order. It should be some seder advarim. It's possible that that's Riyah is that type. But, okay.
I'm just saying, because then there would be a progression. Because then
correct.
Would be a mila over the shmia, and then the Riyah is...
Right. I hear. V'chein neged, that's Ham, which are the four... Dargis in the Bria, Doimim Tzameach Chaim and David. Daimim ba'ofe, semeach b'mayim, chai b'ruach, b'dava b'eish. Shesham ha-seichol v'neshom ha-kul ha-eish k'yedua, v'ruach, b'ruach. So, now, he's putting two things together over here. He's saying that's ham. That's one point that he's putting in. And then he's also going with the different chelke ha'adam that are keneged these four halakim. So let's take that ham first. The doimim ba'ofet semeach b'mayim chai b'ruach medabe b'eish she'shom ha'seichel. And then he goes on the shama. Now he goes backwards on the shama kula be'eish kiyadua v'ruach is v'ruach and nefesh b'mayim. So let's and naguf is afa. So he's basically making these halakim parallel to this. So you could learn it all together that different chelkei haneshama are connected to psukim. But he brings in this whole part of Daimim Tzemeach and Chai and so on. I think I would like to talk about this a little bit. You know, there are four types of Brias, four elements. Daimim Tzemeach, Chai Medab. These are four daggers in the world. Not the four elements like we learned before, but these are. If you think about it, a Daimim is always not going anywhere. It'll stay itself. It's not going to merge with anything else, and so on. That's Pashit. The Tzemeach begins to move somewhere, but it's and therefore it's connected Mayim, or it's with Mayim. The reason is. Because, and this is a fascinating nekuda. I once saw in a book, in a science book, that asked, what's the one thing that's absolutely necessary for life? And the answer is not oxygen, because there are balechayim that there are anaerobic bacteria that live without oxygen. The answer is water. And the truth is, it's not really right, 100%. It's fluid. Anything, you need a fluid for it. And the reason is because something living has ongoing internal process. And that's only possible with a liquid. Anything that's not a liquid doesn't move. So you can't have a process. You can't have anything happening. A stone can sit quietly. That's what a stone does very well. It can't, there's no internal, in a cell, you have materials coming in, materials going out, energy being produced. In order for something to be living, there has to be tutzach. Something has to be doing over there. And b'meila mayim is the first thing that's needed for that. Avir is keneged a bal chai, which means that it's chai beruach, it's something that needs to be able to move to move beyond some physical limitation. Water and earth are all stuck in around, and so air is something that is not stuck to whatever its pattern is, whereas a plant is stuck to wherever it's at. And finally, you have ish, which is a type of movement that is more of a she'ifa. It's something that it's not just moving, it's being shoya for something. A bal chai moves around a lot, but it's all focused on getting food and running away from danger and shelter. But the idea of moving in a very, very fundamental way, that's not shayate. So he says, so That we also lines up the different halakim. The neshama is the part that's shayef to get beyond who we are, because it senses it comes from somewhere beyond, and that's neshama. The ruach is beruach. The chelik adam is called ruach. Its most common, what's the right word for it? Its most common manifestation is in bechira. And therefore, ruach means it has the ability to go in either direction. Hanefesh b'mayim, because taiva is misava to something. It's looking to fulfill itself. Water, like we said before, water is needed in a living being for internal transactions. Take the waste from here, bring in the food from there, and so on. So taiva gufnius is a type of chukka that's in mayim. But goof is off because the goof basically, all it can do is it can be makabal tanugim. It does not do anything. It's not a doer, and so on. So those are all the different yanim of v'lechenem gan keneged arba nara nefetruach neshama v'aguf. So we have these four, and I'm not so sure over here what he meant. In the piece before, where he said before, I'm not sure if he means to merge it to or not. But upon him, he lines up the dalet chelkev, the nefesh, and the shaman and the person also. And the emes is like that. Let's take the general meaning of pasuk and apply it. A person has a chelak in himself that is not chelak al kaim imal, and all it can do is look as an outsider and say it's the hoyim. So in as much as I'm a physical person, not ruchnistic, the part of me that's earthy, not ruchnistic, can only look and say, wow, this is the Rosham, this is not me. Then there's halakim of a person that are nimshach to it. And then there's halakim of a person that are more shayach to it. So in a person's neshama, you would expect these different stages of Shukri Baruch Shalom, connecting Baruch Shalom, so on, would reflect itself in a person as well. So in the Chelka Neshama, it's probably the easiest to understand why one would have these things. That's Pashit. Okay.
What's the distinction between, in Neshama, I understand how it's connected to Eish, even though it's a little bit beyond the right description, and Eish is fire and Neshama, right, fine. And the nefesh b'mayim, I understand the nefesh has a certain chaymer aspect and a certain yearning. Right. So like the mayim we said before, right, and the afar is the guf, which is the very standstill. Right. The ruach b'ruach, I'm still having, what even I guess on a very pashut level, what is ruach in a person? How do we, as so, opposed to nefesh and neshama?
So the general understanding is, A, the neshama is the way I feel on Yom Kippur by Ne'ila. I feel myself be totally ruchni. The neshama is always the neshama zat b'tayri. It's the person's state of being when it's totally ruchni. The nefesh is the chelak hatshuka of the person, which is which is dimshach to the things that are physical and so on. The chelik of the ruach is the chelik of a person that's wavering, that's going back and forth. Should I be this or should I be this? Who should I be? What should I be? The bechira, ruach is something that there's no such thing as a ruach that's not in motion. By definition, so the ruach ha'adam is the bechira. It's the part of the person that's choosing to align himself. Should I move myself to this direction or this direction? That's what. So, and it says Moshe in the Ksavim, it says that the neshama of a after the chet, the neshama of the adam was sort of removed from him, and not removed from him, it stands on top of his above his head. It's not in himself. Our normal sense of self is a struggle. It's not the pshat. Our normal sense of self is a very ruchnistic person. We are people who struggle. That's our sense of self. So that's the way it's normally understood.
So we identify like the ruach more than.
So by definition, ruach is not in motion. Like krech abchira. If a krech abchira is not in motion, it's not krech abchira. You know, there's no such thing as bechira. That's not bechira is a verb. I am choosing. I'm struggling. I'm busy with something. That's where you have that koyach of ruach. So that's ruach is seen connected. That it's the chiluk of our self that makes that decision.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, good. So we'll hold it here. Much, the next week or two, I don't know, it's going to be very difficult. So I'll be in touch if I see Echetinta. But it's just that my schedule and that's very erratic. Besides, so I have to see where we're holding. So in the evening, right, so in the evening in America is not sharing. So,
right. Okay, fine. So whatever it is, if Rebbe could find time, I'd be grateful and I'll be flexible and...
I'll be days that are if there'll be days that are more shyach to I'll let you I'll be I'll be touch with you, Mr.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.